Now, the 2020 report of the Lancet Commission of Dementia Prevention, Intervention and Care has revealed that the risk of dementia can be cut by one third by treating hearing loss. Joining me now on the line is audiologist with Hidden Hearing, Kevin McGoldrick, and you're very welcome, Kevin.
How do you do, Linda?
Very good. Now, very few people would equate hearing loss with dementia, but there does seem to be a link, doesn't there?
Oh, there's a very, very strong link. It's something that I suppose has been suspected for quite some time, Linda, because people would be asking us in the clinics, you know, is this something to do with my memory or whatever? But this report from the Lancet Commission is now showing that the risk of dementia can be cut by one third by treating hearing loss.
And what is the link, Kevin? How does hearing loss potentially increase the risk of dementia?
Well, scientists are still trying to work that out precisely, Linda, but the accepted reason for the link is that hearing loss makes sufferers more likely to avoid social interaction. So if I don't want to be in groups of people, if I want to reduce, now we have other reasons why we have to currently reduce our social interaction, but reduction of social interaction is a risk factor for dementia because it reduces the amount of brain stimulation that a person gets.
And I'm looking here as well, and it also seems that there is a link to heart health, stroke and diabetes, and I would imagine that all ties in with that theory as well, doesn't it?
Precisely. And shockingly, our own recent survey taken last year shows that 35% of adults with hearing loss don't do anything about it. 35%. And 22% wait 5 years or more before seeking help. You know, you can have your hearing tested free of charge. You know, in many cases, Linda, the cause of somebody's hearing loss is a bit of a wax buildup in the ear canals, and that's so simple to have that treated, have that resolved. But only by going and having your hearing tested can you sort of arrive at that conclusion.
There's a real risk as well, isn't there, Kevin, that if people aren't aware of the potential seriousness of hearing loss, aside from losing your hearing, but as we see here, dementia, heart health, stroke, I think if people were more aware of that, they would take more caution when it comes to their hearing, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. I think we're pretty much coming to the end of the phenomenon of occupational hearing loss. We're seeing the last generation of people who were working beside noisy machines or construction machinery or, you know, in their working life because there's a lot more attention paid to health and safety in the workplace than there used to be. That's actually being replaced now by what I would refer to as recreational hearing loss. So things like, you know, loud music through the headphones, for hours at a time, that's doing as much damage now as the Kango hammers and the chainsaws did 20 years ago. So it's really, really important to look after your hearing, avoid, you know, that sort of noise exposure because that's what's doing damage. And once the damage starts, that is progressive and there's no way back.
What's the best way of preventing hearing loss?
Best way of preventing hearing loss is to look after, first of all, the noise element. Okay, we would always use the rule for people listening to music on headphones, 60% volume for 60 minutes and then have a 60-minute break. So 60, 60, 60. So that's one thing. There are other types of hearing loss, age-related hearing loss, which really isn't avoidable because it tends to run in families, Linda. So you look out for, you know, any family history that might be there and just be conscious that, you know, the earlier it's attended to, the better. So if my father and grandfather both had severe hearing loss later in life, you know, really at the age of 50, I should be checking it out. To at least get a benchmark, let's see where we stand, and that can be looked at then at intervals over the coming years.
If people are worried about their hearing, do they start with their GP, or can they go directly to, like yourselves, Hidden Hearing? Can they go directly to yourselves for hearing tests?
Directly to Hidden Hearing. You can make an appointment there on hiddenhearing.ie, or we have a free phone number also, which I'll give you, and that's 1-800-882-882-884, And your hearing test is free of charge. So there's no obligation of any kind. Takes roughly 45 minutes to an hour. And as I say, it's entirely free of charge. We conduct in the region of 60,000 free hearing tests throughout the country, north and south, during the course of the year.
It's a fascinating report. I have to say, I do think that if people were more aware of the significance of your hearing and its potential impact on your health, I think a lot more people would take more caution and would have a much more proactive approach when it comes to it.
I think we're seeing a much more proactive approach now, Linda, as well, than we did see previously. People are much more engaged with their overall health and wellness and well-being, you know, so any issues like this are, you know, we see more people addressing them now than we would have seen maybe even 10 years ago. And the other thing is, particularly in the time that we've come through this year, people were relying so much on their hearing, you know, for staying in contact with their family, whether it was by, you know, the Skype call or the, you know, the Zoom call, whatever the case may be. You know, the importance of being able to hear clearly what was being said was never more obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. It's vital to look after your health hearing. You might just give that free phone number out again for me, please, Kevin.
Free phone number is 1-800-1800-882-884, or we can be contacted on hiddenhearing.ie.
Kevin McGoldrick, audiologist with Hidden Hearing, thanks a million for joining me today.
Thank you, Linda.